Welcome back, folks. We set aside time every Tuesday morning to highlight the not-for-profit community that's making a difference each and every day in our community. And quite frankly, without the not-for-profits, we would be less than. And that's about the only way that I can put it where I think it makes the most sense, because they're doing incredible work. And a lot of these organizations, we hear about them, some come, some go, but some have been around a long, long time. And today's one of those organizations. The Youth Empowerment Project celebrated 20 years last year, and their numbers continue to grow, and the impact that they make in our community continues to make a difference each and every day. You don't hit home runs every day. These organizations recognize you got to hit base hits every day. Just keep going at it, keep going at it, keep going at it. And you begin to see the changes in the lives of the underserved population in our community. You know, we've had a lot of discussion here lately about Medicaid, how that works here. When you look at the state of Louisiana, over 30% of the people in this state or on Medicaid. That gives you a pretty good indicator. When we talk about underserved, you don't have to look very far to find stats that are emblematic of saying that. Today we are joined by Jerome Jupiter, who's the Chief Operating Officer for the Youth Empowerment Project. Jerome, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you, Newell. Thanks for having us.
Jerome, thank you so much for what you guys do. I know there are a whole lot of different things that y'all do, and I know that y'all focus on four service areas. So why don't we talk about that first, if you don't mind?
Sure, yes. So, yeah, we have four service areas. We talk about our work in the four kind of bucket areas of enrichment, education, mentoring, and job readiness training. So we have our YEP Educates programming, our YEP Enriches programming, our YEP Works programming, and our YEP Mentors programming. We kind of run the whole gamut for young people as young as seven, but because we also are an education provider in the adult education arena, we have students as old as 77.
And as it relates to, let's focus, if you don't mind, for a moment on kind of young kids and what services y'all are providing there as well.
Sure. So for our YEP Enriches, which is year-round programming, that is for young people ages 7 through around 17. So we operate, so YEP operates now out of 5 sites. So we were founded over 20 years ago now. As a small reentry program, first of its kind, mentoring young people returning from incarceration in New Orleans and the greater metropolitan area. But that has grown. We now work in 13 parishes. We serve about 1,000 young people and families per year through our 5 sites. Our 5 sites are in New Orleans East, Central City, Mid-City, Algiers, and then also we have an office in Hanville, Louisiana, where we serve folks all up and down those parishes there, the river parishes. But our YEP Enriches programming is for the 7 to 17-year-olds. That operates out of 2 of our sites in Central City and New Orleans East. During the school year, it is an after-school program, but it's also arts and crafts. There's a lot of recreation. We partner with the 18th Ward for recreation there. And our students come in. They get a hot meal every day. They get homework help. There are affinity groups they can join depending on what they have an aptitude to do. But that's after-school programming, 5 days a week, all free programming for our young people. That transitions in the summer to summer camps. This year we ran 3 summer camps, 2 concurrent summer camps for youth ages 7 to 12 in Central City and New Orleans East in June. And this month we're transitioning to our teen camp. But that goes along, again, all free, very robust camps, high-quality programming. Those youth camps, we served 125 in June, and we'll serve another probably 30 to 40 folks for our teen camp, which is more of college and career exploration type programming.
Jerome, while I was sheriff, I helped a number of churches and other groups with after-school programs, and it impressed upon me that those types of programs may be the biggest bang for your buck. I mean, I always thought it was a great return on the investment because a lot of folks that work in jobs just don't have a lot of flexibility, right? They're trying to make ends meet. They're trying to provide for their family. A lot of time there's no one to have at home for the kids. And being able to work through that homework and get stuff organized and having access to computers and stuff in after school, it was astounding to me how much better students did in school when they had access to programs like that.
No, absolutely. There's a lot of research to back that up. Everything that you're saying is factual. And what we try to do is, make sure that, we are really trying to break down barriers to really help folks and help young people and families and, to get the support and supportive services that they really need so that they can thrive and they can do well themselves.
And when you say, 1,000 kids in a year, that's a lot of kids. I mean, I don't know if people realize how big of a program that is. It's probably one of the biggest in the city, right?
We are. We're one of the biggest. We're probably the most comprehensive youth serving organization, I would think, in the city because of the array of programming and services that we provide.
But yes, so let's talk. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, our staff is really dedicated. We have roughly about 50 staff members who are really trying to make an impact and help these young people improve their lives and the lives of others, which is our core values.
We touched on YEP Enriches. Let's touch on some of the other of the four areas of programming.
Yeah, so our YEP Educates, which is basically our largest program, that is an adult education. It's a high school equivalency program. The thing that makes it unique is, I think, because of it's like really low barrier access. We really want to make sure that we have, young people and not so young people can easily access our services. We offer that at three of our sites. But that's our largest program. Just this last fiscal year, we served right under 500 adult learners, ages 16 to you name it. We had a record number of graduates this year who received their high school equivalency. 142 of our students graduated week before last in June. And that was a really great thing for them. Our goal is to really help people to kind of matriculate and then move on into post-secondary opportunities, advanced training, and or employment or, opportunities for advancement within their employment. So that's our largest program. And, again, everything is free. There is a cost that comes with actually taking the high school equivalency test, which is formerly the GED, now the HISET. But we raise money privately to incur all those costs, and all people can come for free, and we work with them, we meet them where they are until they have the skills that they need and the mastery of numeracy and literacy that they have to get their high school equivalency, which is really a game changer in their lives.
It may mean nothing, but I'm just kind of curious if there's something that revealed itself. Obviously, those are big numbers. You said it's one of the largest y'all ever had. Any particular reason?
Well, I think that, I think a number of reasons, right? I think that there are folks that are not successful in a traditional K-12 school for many different reasons. It doesn't mean that they were lacking the skills, but maybe they didn't get the right type of services that they actually needed. Or maybe they were young parents, or they needed to go to work at a young age, or a traditional setting was just not the right, the proper educational setting for them. What we try to do is really make sure that they have all the tools that they need, and really just working with adult learners, really believing in them and encouraging them to persist to get their highest set so that they can move on. And so a lot of that is just come, let's work around your schedule. We have a very flexible schedule. We don't have to wait for semesters to enter. We have open enrollment. Folks can enroll daily. And we really just try to work with folks around their schedules of, okay, we know you have to work. We know you have children. How can YEP help? Maybe you can put some of your kids into YEP Enriches programming while we provide these services to you. And then we have our what we call student advocates, who are just doing all of the other services and supportive services to make sure that, again, our students have the tools that they need so that they can focus on getting their high set. We've been doing this now since, at least the adult education piece, since around 2007. And it's just 2006, I'm sorry. And it's just grown over the years because we know that the need is huge.
Yeah, no, those are exciting numbers. I guess it's one of those programs that you just hope continues to grow, right? Because that would be an incredible trend, a very positive trend for the community in so many different ways.
And that's our plan. You know, right now it's just really about how do we stabilize, how do we make sure that we sustain the work that we're doing so that we can turn 40 and we can turn 60. And it's really just building capacity for that and making sure that we have the right people on the bus. And we're planning, we're being strategic about that. And we're able to continue to show our data and help people along the way.
Let's talk about YEP Mentors.
Yeah, so YEP Mentors is our flagship program. So that was started, when YEP was started in 2004 by three juvenile justice advocates. And basically, it's a community-based mentoring program for young people as young as 8 up until 21. And they've been referred to by some of our community partners. That could be some fee-for-service contracts that we have with the Office of Juvenile Justice that we've had now 21 years for youth who are returning from incarceration, but that could be youth who have never been involved in juvenile justice system, who just may need a little bit of support and to help get them on the right track. But our YEP mentors, our youth advocates, are not volunteers. They are paid staff, and we've been very intentional about that. So our staff, our youth advocates, keep their phones on pretty much 24/7. A lot of times they're responding to crises that our young people or families may be going through. A lot of times it's just, hey, my mentee has a football game, or we want to go to a Pelicans game, or just a lot of just activities like that. Our youth advocates are in the schools, sometimes if necessary, sitting in like IEP meetings. Again, just making sure that our young people just have their basic needs are met, and that they can help get that back on track.
And I think YEP Works, I'm sorry.
Yes, YEP Works is our job training program, and that's for 16 to 21-year-olds. And basically, it's a social-emotional learning training, but also a customer service training for young people. And it's a work-based learning program. It's focused on employment readiness skills for young people. And so we actually have two public-facing stores. We have a bike shop called Bike Works, and we have a thrift store called YEP Thrift Works. So our young people can actually learn how to do points of sale, how to do inventory, how to interact with customers. And then for those who are mechanically inclined, they can actually work on the bikes that we work on. And those who have more of a customer service kind of feel can work in our thrift store and do the windows, the dressings of the windows with mannequins, or do the inventory or the interaction with customers. Our young people do get an actual certification from the National Retail Federation Foundation in customer service toward the end of the 10-week training. And then they also have the option of doing an internship with us where they hone more skills. And again, the goal there is to, similar to Educates, is to help young people either continue on with their education, move into post-secondary opportunities or advanced training or into the workplace. We think that this is really important, too, because we know that a lot of our young people either don't have a lot of experience with work or they have never worked before. And so this gives them some kind of real-life training on, you know, how to not get fired, how to make sure you call your boss to let them know you're going to be 30 minutes late or you can't do a no-call, no-show, and then just how to engage with the public when you're actually at work. So these kind of soft skills, as we call them, are just kind of really critical that everyone needs and to know when you're trying to, you know, go into the workplace.
Yeah, no doubt. And what I love is that each one of these programs kind of dovetails into the other, right? And it's kind of a building experience. If folks want their kids to be involved, how do they go about doing that, Jerome?
Yeah, sure. So, again, all of our programming is free. We have open enrollment, and we're accepting folks at all of our locations. There are a couple of different ways. If folks are tech savvy and into computers, they could reach us at youthempowermentproject.org, or you could call our main office in Central City, which is 504-522-1316. And someone can help you. If you go online, there is a there'll be a drop down box where you can say join us or information, and you can just put your information in, and someone will follow up. Or you can simply just call, and someone will direct you to the right person.
YouthEmpowermentProject.org or 504-522-1316. And y'all have a school giveaway event coming up on July 26th at your New Orleans East site, which is at 12,000 Hayne Boulevard. Free backpacks and fun. The entire community is invited from 9 to 11 a.m., so it's a great opportunity to get some assistance with school supplies, right?
We're really excited about that. This will be our third year doing that. Yes, it is at our New Orleans East site, at the New Orleans East Opportunity Center, where we are housed there with our partners, Educators for Quality Alternatives. But, yes, it's open to the city. Last year, we gave away over 350 computers. We had some laptops. This year, it's in partnership with Ochsner Children's Hospital. We're doing it on the 26th at 12,000 Hayne. Free backpack giveaway. We'll have food and drinks. We'll have vision and hearing screenings from Ochsner Children. So we want people to come out, get some free stuff that kids need for school, but also learn more about what YEP is doing and see if, you know, we could actually help others in the community by enrolling into some of our programs.
Thank you so much for what y'all do. Congratulations on all the great work, and please keep up the great work. Obviously, our community is better for it. Jerome Jupiter, Chief Operations Officer at the Youth Empowerment Project. Have a great week.
Thanks a lot, Will.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. When we return, we'll visit with Ira Melman from the Federation for American Immigration Reform, and we'll talk about the provisions in the Big Beautiful Bill for Homeland Security and what it means. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.